Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Marlon Humphrey met with the media at the start of training camp in Owings Mills.
It's been great. He's a confident guy, so it's pretty fun to practice with him. We communicated over the break, just talking about each other's game. He was watching some of the Steelers tape. I guess when I attempted to fight a couple linemen, he was like, "I really like that. I love that." So he's a guy that's I think it's gonna be really fun to play with. We've been talking kind of, you know, me playing nickel, he's playing corner, you know, how I play things. So it's been exciting, but what I like the most is just his swag to the game. I think confidence is the biggest key you can have at corner, and I think you can never have too much confidence, I think, at corner. And some of the guys that, you know, don't have enough, anyone can add some to it, including myself. So I think he's a perfect fit for our secondary. Yeah, I was told we were quite similar in the past, but he may or may not have changed his practice attire because of me yesterday. So I think he was like, "Why'd you cut your shorts?" I was like, "Honestly, bro, I don't even know." So he's a pretty weird guy. Up, we do the early morning lift at 6 a.m. It's about eight of us, and he's like, "Man, I need a speaker right here as loud as can be," and I'm like, we are not alike in that aspect at 6 a.m., but he's a cool guy. We're both, I would say, on the little bit of a strange side, but we're really gelling well.
Are the early morning wake-ups a new thing? What was the inspiration behind that?
We're already starting our day at 7 a.m., but I guess, you know, a couple guys, we want to get going as soon as possible. So I'm an early morning guy anyway, so it worked. It was it kind of has come back from a couple – years ago, when I was younger, kind of that breakfast club lift. So it's been good. If you don't come in there at 6 o'clock on the dot, 6:01, you got to go back. You got to wait for the 7 o'clock group. So you better get up early, because we're looking at the clock, waiting for it to be six, and to send somebody back. But I love the breakfast club lift.
Weddle was leading.
Now it is a combination between me, Bate, and Zay. Kind of leading that early group. Yeah, Weddle. I mean, I felt like I think I was maybe year one or two, they were kicking you out at 5:59. And I'm like, dude, it's not even six yet. So we are waiting until 6 o'clock, 59 seconds where we kick somebody out. So, but it's always good, you know, being on time. Is just, we're trying to create an environment where everything matters. You know, 6:01, like, does it really matter? No, but does it? Yes. So it's kind of just another thing we're trying to do. Everything matters. Accountability is going to be the key to the season.
So you mentioned that to him, the 6 at Breakfast Club lift, that he's in there first day?
Yeah, first day. We were like, what time are we doing it? Everybody got 6. So it's right now, it's about 7, 8 guys. A couple guys fell out after day one, but it's good. We'll keep it going, and it's fun.
Marlon, since you've been here, there's always been high expectations internally and externally. How have you dealt with those over the years?
You know, I think I don't know. I think, you know, I usually try to stay away from expectations for the most part. I think NFL is just I don't think you can really predict what is going to happen. Just kind of try to put your head down and work. I know when I first got here, obviously, the, you know, Ravens defense was – I felt like teams, you know, feared what we did. Now, you know, we are trying to get that back. But, I mean, I don't think, you know, the Bengals fear our defense. I mean, I don't think the Steelers fear our defense. So those expectations, when it's in your own division, people kind of like, sweet, we play the Ravens. I think whatever expectations are put upon us, it doesn't really phase, I think, me. It doesn't really phase his team. So, to me, expectations are just something, a talking point, I guess, amongst the media.
Marlon, going back to last year, you talked a lot about wanting to get the standard back, as you were just talking about.
Yep.
I know we're only 2 days into training camp, but have you seen anything that kind of makes you feel like you're going in the right direction so far at that point?
I think based off, you know, kind of what we're seeing defensively, I mean, guys are really running to the ball like it means something. I try to use an analogy that, well, there currently is a brick wall behind me, but if you told me to take off running, just turn around and take off running, you shouldn't look and see there's a brick wall behind you. You should just run directly into the wall. And I know for a fact Roquan plays like that. I'm trying to add that to my game. And I think if we can get 9 guys doing that, I think we'll be a good defense. But if we can get 11 guys doing that to where it could be a cliff behind you, you just turn to run and you just – we all go into the cliff together. I think if that mindset – because hustling, run to the ball, that's something everybody can do. And I think, you know, if someone throws a screen and big Travis Jones is coming, 300 pounds of him, all that, and it's – no wide receiver is going to either want to do a juke, whatever, and get down. So I think that's something that I've seen early on that I think if we can keep building on that, we'll be a great defense. That's the biggest one. I think that we had a great day yesterday, but we had a good day yesterday, but ultimately we had 0 turnovers. And your just percentages to win a game go drop extremely low if you don't have a turnover. So that's kind of the key. You know, I know everybody wants to see Lamar throw his little touchdowns, but we're trying to get the ball, and then obviously no pads on, but, you know, forced fumbles, we're trying to, you know, get attempts on air. But turnovers is by far the biggest thing that is being preached. It basically practices kind of graded. Did everyone do their job? That's one piece. And you can check all the boxes, but if the turnover box isn't checked, it wasn't too good of a practice.
Marlon, what has stuck out to you about Cheeto so far?
I've enjoyed Cheeto as well. I think, you know, we both are drafted in that same draft class. I saw a lot of the work he put in at Cincy over the years. But he's a really smart player. That's something that I've been really surprised with. Cheeto, Ja, they're really smart players. I think it is hard to stick around the league at cornerback for a long time without kind of having some smarts to you. But it's they're very intelligent, and it does take a little bit of time to kind of figure out how guys operate. You know, you give them the call. You know, did they understand the call? They give you the call. Did I understand the call? It's like I know Kyle knows. I know Nate. You know, if Kyle gives me the call, he can just tell by my face if I understood the call, if I know what I'm supposed to be doing. So that's kind of what we'll work through in camp to figure those things out, figure out one another. And it's man, the secondary, I'm really excited for the group of guys EDC's brought in. And I just think the sky's really the limit for us.
Marlon, you've been outspoken in the past about kind of bigger picture stuff, and I believe you're an NFLPA alternate, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
Are you concerned about the state of things, given all that's been in the news lately?
Lucky for me, I got to enjoy my family time over the break, and I let Ronnie do all the calls. So I was checking in with him to see if he was going to be able to be on the calls. And so I'm not fully in on the loop. It was some of the news was a little surprising. Speaking with, I actually cannot think of his name right now, but speaking with him, I know he had great plans for the PA. You know, we spoke many times at the annual NFLPA meeting. We spoke at the NFLPA golf tournament. I really liked the vision he had for the PA. I know some things, you know, some things happen, blah, 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 but I do think he had the right mindset at heart. And obviously, you know, what happens next from all this stuff, it'll be discussed and it'll be figured out. But I think we'll get somebody that'll represent us and represent us really well.
You're talking about Lloyd Powell, right?
Correct. Yeah, I'm talking about Lloyd. Sorry, couldn't think of his name.
We didn't have a great vantage point over here, but was everything good with that Malachi Starks interception? Like, we didn't really see a big kind of reaction from you guys. That counted, right?
Oh, yeah, I think it was a – I'm not really sure exactly. It was a little weird. I don't know. It did count. It definitely counted, but I don't know. It was kind of weird. Lamar was mad. I don't know really what happened. It was very weird. Everybody did stop. I don't really, including myself. So I don't know if we were tired or what. But anyway, it did count. Shout out to Malachi. Shout out to Malachi.
Two more for Marlo, please.
Who are the eight guys in the morning club, and who's the biggest morning person in that group?
For sure, Jair Alexander. Like I said, he wants music blasting. He said, I need a speaker right here. I was like, yeah, we got him in the ceiling. He said, nah, I need the boombox right by here, right in my ear. I'm like, all right, that's different. But the eight, honestly, it'd be pretty early. I couldn't even tell you, honestly, who the eight people are. But we're in there working early. It's I could not tell you, honestly. I really could not tell you everybody that's in there because there's our group, a couple of the bigs, mids. There's a couple of people in every group from different groups. And then Hobbs is in there getting swole early in the morning. So he's usually finishing up his deal. And if you had some plays that you messed up on, Harv is there to tell you right there at 6 a.m. So it's good to get your workout in, get humbled early in the morning, and then go about your workout.